$2,000 stimulating checks, all from the tariffs. Average age of first-time homeowners is 40 years old now. $37 trillion in debt. The Zionists are going nuts. Everyone's an anti-Semite if they don't celebrate God's chosen people and their genocide in Gaza. And locally, Russell Brazel's boat ramp is finally finished and we're going to have a party. Today on the Liberty Report.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right, if we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?
In the last year of Donald Trump's first administration, COVID-19 virus was spreading everywhere. They were locking down everybody and telling them to wear one mask and two masks and stay 6 foot apart and wait on the vaccine. We're going to warp and speed this vaccine out, y'all. It's going to be the greatest thing. Trump still says he's the father of the vaccination. Well, they sent out stimulus checks to everybody. Everybody got a stimulating check, $2,000 or something. Boosted the economy as everybody went out and bought TVs and put down payments on cars and new furniture or whatever else they could think of to spend the money on. Some people actually spent it on things that they needed, like groceries. But for the most part, it was just throwaway money to them. And since then, inflation has driven costs up roughly 26%. Probably more, much more in some areas and a little bit less in other areas. But go to any restaurant and tell me that those prices haven't jumped since 2020. You can't afford to take anybody out to eat. Take a family to four to McDonald's, and if it's under $60, you've done something. So $2,000 stimulating checks, and he says it's going to be paid for by the surplus of the tariffs. Now, ladies and gentlemen, tariffs, in the end, are paid by us, the consumers. So the tariff, he charges for the tariff, the company pays the tariffs, and in the end, the price of it at the store goes up, and you pay for it. You and I pay for the tariff money, which he says is a surplus. And now he's going to send back $2,000 checks to you. Well, that's that circle of inflation again. So if you want higher prices, cash your check. Get your TVs. And buckle down, because the price at the grocery stores is going to inflate to a point that you won't be able to afford to eat anything. You can't afford a hamburger now. So then somebody comes out with the idea of a 50-year mortgage to help stimulate the economy and save the housing industry. Ladies and gentlemen, that's crazy. You know, back in the early 60s, when I was just a kid, right before my dad went to Vietnam in 68, 69, my grandfather built them a house in the little town that we live in. Nice little three-bedroom house with a carport and all, nice little lot and everything. Lot and everything, lot, everything. $8,000 and some change. That same house in 2015 sold for $160,000. And today, that same little house, $250,000. Now, how is anybody going to afford those kind of prices? So the average age of first-time home buyers in the United States now is somewhere around 40. Whereas way back then, it was 20 to 25. Now, think about this, what this means to families. Because if you can't buy a house till you're in the 40s and you're living in an apartment, people wonder why nobody comes to trick-or-treat anymore in the suburbs and all, save a few. It's because the young couples can't afford the house that we could have 30 years ago. It's too much. So they all live in apartment complexes, little bunny hunches, where now trick-or-treating is walk three steps, knock on a door, walk five steps, knock to a door, walk 50 yards to another little box that had four or five apartments in it, knock on some doors there. So now they're talking about, if the average age of a first-time home buyer is 40, and you get a 50-year mortgage, you think you're going to make it to 90? With big pharma and all, and their mRNA shots, and all the lies, and these medicines are safe and effective, and all that, and the chronic illness from all the vaccines that you're getting when you're a child, you're never going to make it to 90. The average age of Americans now is on the decline, not the incline. We're under 80 years old now. I think the average now is 77. So, 50-year mortgage is just a paper illusion. And who's going to make the money off of that? The big banks. Of course, the big banks. Banks are behind most everything.
Then I forgot about the Zionists and the Israelis propaganda machine going nuts. Everybody's an anti-Semite. If you don't support any money over to Israel to kill Palestinians in a genocide. And they're all going nuts over here. Mark Levin and whatever. I can't even think of what that old fellow is. All the Zionists. The Zionists are going crazy. And the evangelicals are kind of shutting up. It's like they're waking up and they're saying, you know, I don't know if these are God's chosen people who run around slaughtering Palestinians. You know, kind of what would Jesus do kind of thing, you know. Maybe they also figured out that, you know, they don't think Jesus was Messiah. They don't see him as God. So maybe they're coming to their senses. I don't know.
Now, on the local side, we got great Councilman Russell Brazel. And this little tidbit about the party that's coming.
We're at Veterans Park in Lugolf. We would like to welcome you to the new and improved boat ramp at Veterans Park. Casey, tell them when we're going to cut the ribbon.
We're going to be cutting the ribbon on Wednesday, the 19th of November at 11 a.m. and want everyone to join us for this wonderful event for the community.
We look forward to having as many people here as we can hold, and everybody's invited. Thanks so much.
See you then.
You see there? Russell is standing in front of his great project that he has brought to the people. And he wants everybody to pat him on the back for it, and wants everybody to come down there at 11:30 on Saturday the 15th.
So, I got that wrong. It's not Saturday the 15th. It's Wednesday the 19th. You know, when everybody's at work and all that kind of stuff, you might need to tell your boss and everything that it's Wednesday. I got to have Wednesday off so that I can go to the ribbon cutting of the new boat ramp, you know, for all the people that work during the week and then, you know, want to go down on the river on the weekend. Or they want to get off work at, you know, like 5 o'clock and head down the river and catch some catfish or something. But this Wednesday, you need to take off. The Wednesday the 19th at 11:30. So you need to take off a little bit early so you can ride home from work and or just take the whole day off. Like Russell Braswell, you know, he'll take that. You know, everybody else would be taking the day off so that they can have the ribbon cutting and take pictures all, and all, everybody's invited. But I was mistaken. I mean, who would have held it on, you know, the middle of the week? It didn't even cross my mind. But I had it wrong. I'm sorry. Back to the show.
To celebrate his new boat landing that he brought almost single-handedly, you know, and he used stolen monies to do it. He went around finding stolen money, get the state to give him some money that they stole from us, and then this, whoever puts in more money and more money to give us these wonderful projects. And, you know, we don't mind that it took 6 extra months and who knows how much more it cost because of the snafus and going on and all. And then, is it properly constructed? Because, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, that's a swamp down there, the swamp park. I've seen tractors stuck in there for months at a time. So you're telling me that that parking lot that's in that swamp is going to hold up over time? How much compaction, how much rock do they have to put on that field to get it to hold up? Who knows? But government should not be in the business of all this recreation and all this park building and all that. If Russell Braswell would have gone instead and started a fund to raise money and get donations and all to put in a boat ramp, hey, I'm all for that. I'd have even helped on that kind of thing, because that's the way it's supposed to do. Community projects like that ought to be done by voluntary work, voluntary payment. If the idea is good, it will gather enough support to put that project in. But no, it's a whole lot easier to convince 5 or 6 or 7 people on county council to vote to take some stolen money. It wasn't their money. It's not their money. To buy Russell Braswell some votes, some support from the public by returning some of their money in the form of this beautiful boat ramp. So as you can tell on that little commercial, if you will, he's very proud of it. He's very proud of what he's done for the county. And who can blame him? He's going to use that as, look what I have done for you, pat me on the back, and vote for me for a higher office. Most of these people, they've got ideas for higher office. Kind of like Ben Connell. Ben Connell went to county council, then he went up to the state house, but when they redistrict, he knew he couldn't win, so he came back to the county council, and this time ran for chairman, got chairman. And when he's done here, he will run for a higher office. Just like Jeffrey Graham and the mayor of Camden went from there to running for the state senate. Now he's in the state senate. Vincent Sheen, he goes from being in the county to the state house as a senator, back to running for governor, and now he's back to being mayor of Camden. Speaking of that, the socialist communist government of Camden had decided to mandate for all the businesses down there that they get on the ball and start putting in businesses. And if you don't do what they're telling you, they're going to fine you. Any empty storefronts or anything like that, you building owners don't want anybody in there and everything. I don't know why y'all don't want to rent to nobody. I don't know why y'all don't want to dump a bunch of money in there to make it look beautiful for a business to get in there. I don't know why you don't lower your rent so businesses will go in there, but you businesses are going to do something or we're going to just fine the hell out of you. Now, of course, that is not the American way. Well, maybe it is now. It's kind of been the American way since around 1930, something like that. About the time Franklin Delano Roosevelt got his little ass in there. So you got government interference in everything. You got it at the county level, you got it at town level, you got it at state level, you got it at the federal level. And the middle class and the poor people are all getting squeezed. While the big boys, the billionaires and the multi-millionaires get all the damn incentives and tax breaks and mandates for to make you pay. And with the banks lending out because the government's going to subsidize them and they're too big to fail. Hey, me and you, we're just slaves on the plantation of slave landing. But, ladies and gentlemen, I think that you ought to call the county councilman here in Kershaw County and let them know that you support naming that boat ramp after the man, the legend himself, Russell Bratton. The Russell Bratton Memorial Boat Ramp forever and ever. And maybe even get a bronze bust, a statue of this greatest man ever elected to Kershaw County Council. Man of the people, a man that loves you so much to give you a boat ramp. So, what's happening in America? Well, it's a controlled demolition of the middle class and the poor people on behalf of the rich people and the oligarchs and the people that own your Congress. That's what's going on. But you don't want to hear about it. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. When you have your digital ID and your social credit system and you keep your mouth shut and be a good little bitch slave, maybe you can get you a hamburger once a month. Anyway, until next time, boys and girls, something else to think about. Peace.
If a government claims a right, and then their claim is that they derive these rights from the people.
Right.
Well, how can people give a group rights that they don't themselves have?
To steal from each other.
Right. If we can't tax people, like I can't tax you, where exactly does government derive this right from? You realize that the goal ought to be as voluntary a society as possible. Now, how exactly you achieve that, how far you can push that is debatable, but certainly that should be the goal. That if government is providing a service for you, well then why does it need to be provided by force?